I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
We continue. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Now joining us is Los Angeles Rams rookie linebacker and Byron Young. And he's here today on behalf of Dollar General to discuss how his time as a Dollar General employee helped shape his strong worth ethic and impact his success on the football field. Byron, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this. And how are you?
I'm doing good. You know, I appreciate you all having me.
Yeah, so you have a wild story. Let's start with the origins. I know you were working at Burger King, and then you find your way working at Dollar General. Just kind of tell me about how all that did go down to be the person that we're talking to today, having a really successful rookie season for the Rams.
You know, just hard work and dedication. I really felt like, you know, I was driven, and I really know what I wanted. You know, I always wanted to be in the NFL, and, you know, just working at Dollar General, you know, it really shaped me into the man I am today. You know, just, you know, teaching me how to, you know, be humble and, you know, how to really work hard. You know, nothing was given to me. So, you know, working at Dollar General, I was always a hard worker and I enjoyed it. So
everyone travels a different path to reach their success. Did you always want to be a football player? Like, was that still a thought on your mind when you were working at Dollar General?
Yes, sir. It always was a thought, you know, but I always been like, you know, I didn't know where to start at. You know, I didn't really have no guidance in that area and to where, like, you know, where to start at to go to, you know, play football. So it was like, it was kind of hard. So I really just had to fight my way and, you know, make my own way, you know, to where I'm at now.
But let's say I was a customer at Dollar General one day and I walked in and I said to you, Byron Young, one day you're going to go from being a Dollar General employee to playing in the NFL and having five sacks in your rookie season and contributing to wins for the Rams. Just like, what would you have said to me in this crazy scenario if someone said that to you as a customer?
You know, I would definitely say, you know, that's definitely my dream, and hopefully I could, you know, make that come true, you know, because, you know, just working at Dollar General and just trying to see yourself being in the NFL from where you was at, it's like hard to tell, you know, because you got to go through college and everything, and you got to go through setbacks, you know, and you just got to fight your way through. So it was like, if someone told me that, you know, I have hope and I have belief in myself, but it'll definitely be, you know, something that I just, you know, tell them that, you know, that's one of my dreams and hopefully I get there.
Talking to Byron Young right now, how'd you wind up? Because before you got to Tennessee, you were at Georgia Military Academy. How'd you wind up at the Georgia Military Academy?
I tried out for the team, you know, when I work at Dollar General, I found a flyer for a tryout, and it was for actually like the next day. So I called up there the day before and then, you know, asked for all the requirements. And then, you know, I drove up there. It was 2 hours away and I tried out for the team and, you know, made the team. And, you know, I went from there, you know.
How quickly did you find out about making the team? Like, the tryout happens and then how much time did elapse before you knew that that was going to be your next journey?
I made a team right then at a tryout because it was like 150 guys there, and I was like one of the guys that really kind of caught their eye, you know, my athleticism and everything, and they loved everything about me, how big I was, and, you know, I feel like that really helped me a lot. So, you know, they told me right then I made the team.
So it's one thing to go from Dollar General to Georgia Military Academy, then the next step was going to Tennessee, a big-time powerhouse SEC program. How did you get on the radar of Tennessee?
That was, you know, just me, you know, building my film up and, you know, selling myself to the world. I always, you know, when our season got canceled in 2020, I didn't have no choice but to, rely on my practice film. And we had two scrimmages, so against other opponents. And I just, went from there and played my best game. And I made cutups and, I made highlights and I posted on Twitter and, DM coaches and, just hoping to get a response back. And, you never know if you never try. So I just, I bet on myself and, it all paid off. So that's really what I did.
I know you said this was always a dream of yours to play college football, to play in the NFL, but when you're working at Dollar General, a lot of people don't expect those things to happen. When did you realize when you got some of that football experience at the college level that, man, I'm not only I'm pretty damn good at this, but I can maybe make a living off of this one day?
When I the spring ball, when I my first got to Tennessee in 21, we had spring training, and at first I struggled a little bit, and then like instantly after like the first 2 weeks, I started just doing good and snapping, and I got a lot better, and that's when I became a starter on that team. So I was like, this right here is not it's not hard as it's not that hard as a lot of people make it seem. So right then, going against guys that got drafted also, it just made me realize that I definitely could compete and I could definitely make it to the NFL. So right then I just told myself I just want to do no more than 2 years and get make my dream come true. So
How do you look back at that experience at Tennessee? Because you guys had an awesome team a year ago, and a lot of people saw Tennessee start to come back to life as a big time football program.
my experience there, it was amazing. Had a lot of great moments, had a lot of teaching lessons. Definitely taught me a lot. Feel like it prepared me a lot and got me ready for the NFL. And just the type of team we had, I feel like it was perfect for me. We had a lot of guys that kind of was in like the same type of situation I was in, transferring from another school, and a lot of people didn't believe in them, and they had to fight their way through hard situations, adversity. So it was like we was perfect together. So just learning from them and hearing their experiences, and I'm just feeding off that, and I just felt like it made us way stronger, and that just made me realize for life that's how life is. You just fight your way through adversity, and then don't matter, hard times never last, tough people do. So that's what I rely on.
With this unconventional road that you had to travel, you get into the NFL being a third round pick this year. You already have five sacks and two forced fumbles. Just how much more do you think you have to go until getting the complete version, like the apex version of one Byron Young?
I got a long ways to go. I feel like right now I'm doing pretty good, but I'm definitely, got a lot more in the tank, and I'm not satisfied with what I done so far, because I already know I had it in me. I always believed in myself, and that's the hardest thing to do is believe in yourself. So, I believe in myself, and I believe I could do better, and I'll continue to, thrive for greatness and, be the best version of myself.
Byron Young here with us. You've had many life-changing moments when you get into draft night and it's that third round, the second day of the draft, and you get the phone call from the Rams. Just what emotions were you experiencing when you found out you were going to be the 77th pick in the NFL draft?
Just emotions of like relief and stress. It was just a long journey, and it was a long process. Just going through the draft process. One of the hardest processes I've ever been through. Sleepless nights, and just long interviews all day, and just trying to keep your composure. It's a tough situation, so that's pretty hard to do. And I was just thankful for that moment because all that paid off. That's really what that was. I was so emotional about it because I knew what I went through, and over the past 4 to 5 years, I knew what I always wanted, and it wasn't given to me, and it was just hard, just remembering times where I had to really, be on my own, and I didn't really have, really nobody to give me a shot, So it was, just proud of myself really for not giving up and believing in myself,
Yeah, just wondering if you could go back in time and let's say Byron Young from the future comes on back and talks to Byron Young at Dollar General, just what advice would you give him about the journey that you're about to go through and that you've been through?
that, you know, just be patient, you know, and don't be satisfied with anything, you know. Always be striving for greatness. Always, you know, want more. Always think you're better than what you're doing or whatever you present. So that's why I definitely tell myself, you know, don't think you have to rush to do anything. You know, it's God's plan, and just stick to it. You know, stick to doing everything right. Stick to being the person you are, a great person. You know, a caring person, and you know, someone that everyone want to be around. You know, because the type of person he is, not, you know. So that's the type of person, you know, I am, and that's why I tell myself I was, you know, still at Dollar General, just to still, you know, keep going and believe in myself.
Before we let you run, you got a tough opponent this weekend going up against the Ravens. We all know how great of a quarterback Lamar Jackson is, Byron Young. Just what is the big point of emphasis this week as you guys get ready to go up against Lamar and the Ravens?
Just to play our keys and, you know, do our assignment well. You know, he's a great quarterback, like you said, and you know, gotta press him, you know, gotta contain him. You know, he's a fast guy, and you know, he could throw the ball as well. So, you know, just gotta remain disciplined on those areas and, you know, do our best to get a job done.
You only got so many weeks left in your rookie season. This team is 6-6. Not a lot of people talking about the Rams, but you guys are right there trying to make a playoff spot. You tell me why this team has what it takes to be one of the seven teams of the NFC this year.
Because, you know, just all the hard work we put in and all the setbacks we had, you know, and we never let that, you know, we didn't flinch, you know, we always stuck to it. You know, a lot of people expect for us just to fold and give up, but, you know, we still in it and we still fighting. And we, you know, we love each other and we believe in each other. So that's why I feel like, you know, we should be in there, and that's why we're making a strong fight to get in there, because, you know, we rely on each other, and it's a family, you know. We're not selfish, you know. We together, and we're gonna stay together, you know. Whatever happens, you know, we're gonna be the team we are. So,
You don't need me to tell this. You know, in your locker room, you have one of the greatest defensive players of all time in Aaron Donald. As a rookie, what have you been able to learn from Aaron?
you know, just being patient, you know, with everything I do, you know, being mentally engaged, and you know, just trusting the process, you know, just, you know, getting extra work in. You know, and putting that extra work on the field on game day. So, you know, just being around him, one of the greats, you know, it's amazing, and just learning from him.
Last thing I'll ask you, Byron Young, on behalf of Dollar General, we appreciate you joining us today. You have such an inspirational story, and we've talked about that, and it's awesome to hear you describe what you had to go through to get to this point. Another rookie, Puka Nacua, has taken the league by storm, your teammate. Just what kind of inspiration do you draw from Puka, and how about the season that he's having?
Puga, you know, just an amazing guy. You know, since I first met him, he always been the same guy. And, you know, I'm not surprised, you know, what he's doing right now. Honestly, in OTAs, he was the same way. Like,
Really?
I promise you, he was just, you know, everybody seeing him, and he was just doing amazing things. And, you know, I knew it was something special about him. So, like, I'm not surprised over anything he's doing. And it inspires me every day just to watch the type of guy he is, you know, filling some big shoes and just playing great ball, you know, breaking records, you know, every week, you know. So it's amazing to watch that, you know. And I'm just so happy that I could be around it and experience it, and you know, be his teammate, you know, because you know, you don't get that every day. You don't get a guy like that, you know, and with his type of attitude and humble, you know, it's amazing to be around, you know. And he's definitely setting himself up for success, and he's definitely successful right now. So,
Well, it's been great to hear your story today. Appreciate you sharing it. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you down the road.
thank you.
Ever notice how feline family members take a back seat to dogs by most pet insurance companies? Yeah, that chafes me. Cats have feelings too, and it's just wrong. But hold your horses. I got some good news here. FelixCatInsurance.com is doing something about it. They call it whisker-to-tail protection. Because, look, our cats don't actually have nine lives, and accidents and things can happen anytime. Felix Cat Insurance has plan options for cats of all ages, and it covers accidents, illnesses, emergency care, and more. Best part? Plans start at under $1 per day. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. FelixCatInsurance.com. No dogs allowed. Hold up. This ain't over yet. Roll that legal stuff.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms.
If you're a business owner, you know these sounds mean sales. And from the sound of it, your business is growing.
Whether you're fulfilling orders from your home office or warehouse, Stamps.com helps you stress less about mailing and shipping and spend more time doing what you love most. Listening to ASMR. I mean, growing your business. But as you grow, so does the need for efficiency. Stamps.com simplifies your shipping and mailing process. Import orders from wherever you sell online. Find the lowest rates with the fastest delivery times. Instantly deliver tracking updates to your customers. And buy shipping and mailing supplies when you run low. Save time and money on mailing and shipping. Get started at Stamps.com today with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale.